The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praise God. I want to believe that so much light has come to us in the course of this meeting. The Lord in His mercy has shined His light upon our feet and also shone His light in our heart. And anytime light shines, things should appreciate. The reason for the shining of His light is to improve our walk. So that's what you see. He said the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So when light comes, there should be an improvement. And I am confident by the mercy of God that we won't remain the same. You see, at some point, Paul, in Colossians, he said, we cease not to pray for you that ye might be what? Filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, be fruitful in every good work. I still remember a statement that Daddy made, our father in the house. He said, light is a traveler, because the light shining upon us is not of here. That light has a source and is coming to the earth to guide man. In answer, one of the ways to make the light stay with you or to trap the light is by obeying the instruction of the light. Why? Because the dispensing of the light has many cycles. When light shines, it shines to inform. Not only that. And that's how you could see when Paul began to pray, he said that he might be filled with the knowledge of His will. Not only that, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? Because the reason for the wisdom is the power for use. It's the power for application. Is the power to convert that light into a conversation. And every cadre of light coming to us has an expectation of a conversation. Light has come to us, and you can see that in Matthew, the Lord said, all power, all authority, the original power, the power before the beginning has been given unto me. Go ye therefore into all nations. Doing what? Go ye. That go as a backup of the throne. Therefore, and teach. Teach all nations. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So, Daddy told us that this is not as easy as it looks. It's both God's vision and also prophecy. The vision is God's will. The prophecy is the fulfillment of the will. Why? Because Holy Ghost is not just a spirit. It's also a person that has a character. The Son is not just a spirit. It's a person that has a conversation. So the reason for the teaching is for the training. For people to be immersed into the waters that this being carried. They are all waters. All of them are waters. So when you are being immersed or baptized, hallelujah, you are buried into the water of these personalities and you are to assimilate all the content of the water. Why? Because when you are buried to resurrect a new man. Now, you can't resurrect or become another man until you obey the instruction in the light they give. So, all of us at every level, there are expectations. And that's how you could see that when the apostles in Acts 6, having taught the name of the Holy Ghost, they came. In fact, when Daddy made that statement, it just shook my feet. You know, most of the time, if I ask you, let's make a choice now. The one thing you will do, you will pray and fast, which is good. Are we together? He said, but look ye. He said, look ye from among you. Look. It means those evidence were so apparent. You can't deny it. Look. Why? Because the people, hallelujah, have been taught. And being taught, they were absorbing in the instruction, the commandment, the expectation of what that water was meant to transform them into. So when they decided, we want to see the fruit of this name among you. And I said, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, seven men of honest report. Honest report. Full of the Holy Ghost. It means these people were living by the power and wisdom of the Spirit. You know, when you go back to Stephen, for Stephen, they used full of faith. Faith is actually power. So these people were living by the power of the Holy Ghost. But you can see today, you know, when we talk among ourselves, what is the Holy Ghost meant to do in you and I? We think more of the activities. You think more of the prophecy. Are we together? You think more of speaking in tongues. There is more to it. There is a character expectation. Honest. Now, you could now see from there, having done that, I missed them. And you could see that the same thing Paul also said in Ephesians. Having heard of your faith and your love towards all the saints, I cease not what? So it was a ceaseless prayer. Why? Because a father was looking at transaction or a man on the journey using waters. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Hallelujah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eye of your understanding be enlightened. So, having exhausted the name of the Holy Ghost, you are being ushered into the beginning of salvation, really. Now, it's not just any kind of knowledge that can open our eyes. It should take the knowledge of him for the scale upon our eyes to fall, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In other words, the reason for your birth, hallelujah, is to inherit his life. Nowhere will you see the Lord talking about any other thing except this. Even in John, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot see. You need to understand. You need to comprehend. But you can't comprehend with just any other light of just any other person. It should take the knowledge of him. So as this knowledge is coming to us, our eyes are being enlightened. Now, another word for eye being enlightened, heaven is tampering with your vision. Every man walk by a vision. What keeps every soul is vision. And that's why he's saying that for the hope of his calling, he has a vision. And he's bringing you into that vision. I want you to inherit my life. One thing we should understand is when you begin to move into the revelation of the name of the Son of God, are we together looking at it from Matthew 28 or the life of Christ? There is a manner of receiving. So when Paul came, Paul said, I determined not to know anything amongst you except Christ and him crucified. Why? Because the power that will eventually generate this life is the cross hid in the message. Now, if you don't encounter the cross in the message, there won't be life. And that's how you see it's the same thing. When you are being baptized, you are being killed. And that's how they bury you completely. Forget baptism when they sprinkle water on your head. It means you must disappear completely. And a new you must emerge. But that can't be done until you cooperate with the dictate of the cross. Why? Because for many of us, you know, young men, we love the message. I know it. We love the glory. I know it. Amen. But if you deny the cross, you won't inherit the glory. So when the demand of the message comes to us, why? Because we've heard in Matthew 13, he said, when tribulation comes, it's not just denying food. If that is the expression of heaven to deal with some things in you, then it's fine. It means an arrangement, a conducive arrangement for you to become what you have heard. And the wisdom of the Spirit knows how to arrange that for you and I. But if you keep on denying the cross, you won't live the life. So when he said, ever learning. Ever learning. It means you are hearing it, but you are denying the power. For many of us, arrangement that heaven has prepared for us for our change, we always resist it. We always resist it. A man knew so much of that power to the point where he said, I die daily because I know the game. Every opportunity of death, I allow it. Every opportunity of death, I allow it. Not by his own strength, understanding and grace. The more death you allow, the more life you will express. You know, we've seen quite a number of, you know, people around us, you know, in Abeokuta, you know, they love the message, but, you know, community life. Say community life. If you allow yourself, that wisdom called community life, is a cross for your life. That's it. I'm telling us, now when I'm saying cross, don't tell us I know what to do. You don't know cross. You can't make your own cross. They give you. He didn't say go and make your own cross. He said take your own cross. It has been made for you, but take. So the reason for light, the reason for knowledge is to empower you to take. And that's why when the race start, the first thing they will show you is the price. So that you can endure the training. So that you can endure the training. When the training comes, you know what is ahead. Except for the joy set ahead of him. What did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame. So when Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, it is the power of God unto salvation. Power. Anytime you live that life, you are living in power. Power. The life of the flesh is being crucified. is being crucified. I'm just trying to stir us up to complete the curriculum quickly. There is so much ahead of us. So much. For some of you, your location is your cross. Let me tell you, listen. The day you move, life stop. I mean, the working of God stop in your life. Until you come back from where they left you, life has stopped working in you. I still remember a message that you preached. You see, I've said it time without number. The one that adds is the Lord. Who adds? He said, as many that believe, who are the Lord added them to the church, such as should be saved. So, the Lord has seen you. Say, the Lord has seen me. And what can make you is not everywhere. Even in the same assembly of light of the New Testament. No. I want you to get that. Why? Because most time, what quickly comes to mind is that, after all, that message is not just here. It's anywhere. It's true. But you can't be anywhere. It doesn't work everywhere. I remember Daddy made a statement last year, life campaign, during, the 1 month teaching. Now, that shook me to my bones. He said, do you even know the way Eternal Life Embassy has a branch in Ife? Are we together? Ife, Akure. You know, say, if you are meant to be in Ondo, if you are meant to be in Ondo, say Ondo, you now go to Akure, you won't be saved. What? Unless you are going by the dictate of the Spirit. Heaven knows why you are running from here. It's not because that is going to Akure. I'm picking somebody's mind. So when I'm saying that, I'm not just to mean, okay, even within, it means heaven had, you have a house. And every house has a number. You are numbered there. What my number? Is that the way you say it? I'm a number there. What my number? They know your number. Number two is already there. The number two should be here. We can't have two number two. Something is missing. Go back to where you fit.
Thank you, Lord. Safety on the path to salvation. Your safety. For he has set solitaries in families. Even your safety. Your allocation of salvation has been positioned in a family house. And the Lord, even your Lord, is the one that hearts you to that family. He's the one that hearts you for the purpose of salvation. For the allocation of your salvation has been committed to that house. As you change, as you move away, you are losing life. You are losing the allocation of life that has been given to save your soul. For you see, you cannot save yourself. You must be saved. Oh, you must be saved. You must be saved even by your Lord. Follow your Lord and obey the dictate of your Lord. And you will be saved. For this is wisdom. Coming to you today to help position you accurately for salvation. To help position you rightly for salvation. For if you neglect this wisdom, you can never be saved. You can be ever learning. You can continue from one conferences to another conferences. You can attend all conventions after another convention. But you see, your soul will not change. For there is a dealing of the cross that has been positioned to help change you. It's a daily walk. It's not an annual walk. It's not not a yearly thing. It's a daily thing. So there is a place you must be positioned. There is a house that belongs to you, where they daily treat your soul, where they daily save you, where you have been daily changed, where you have been daily upgraded, where you have been daily conformed to the image. It must be done. This is wisdom coming to you. You must make a determination. You must be determined. You must be determined. You must be determined. Do not excuse your flesh. Do not excuse your flesh. Do not pamper your flesh. Do not allow your flesh to rule over you. Do not allow your sight to rule over you. Do not allow your eyes to dictate for you. For you see, your flesh must be crucified, shall be crucified in the house that I've positioned for you. If you stay there, if you remain there. So stay. So tell your soul, tell yourself, sit with yourself, speak to yourself, and tell yourself, my flesh won't destroy me. My flesh won't push me away from salvation. I would rather save you. I would rather kill you. I would rather kill you. This is the wisdom that has been designed by your Lord to save you, to bring you to safety, even in your path of salvation. See the Spirit.
I'm going to read verse 20. That's Galatians chapter 2. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. We will live. Amen. It says, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Let's bow our head and pray. I want you to reach out to him from your heart. I believe there is grace to help you to submit to God's arrangement around your life and allow that work, allow that arrangement to have a perfect work. Trust God for grace. Trust him for mercy. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.